history of WAY Radio Productions and the classic sound of CPMG, as told by the man himself, Ben Friedman.
3, 4, 1, 2.
227 Radio Jackie. Radio Jackie, Southwest London. On Radio Sovereign. Fun. KOFY, Coffee 1050, G98, WGCL, Cleveland.
Hot Hard!
K104, K104.
Hot Hits!
Audience! 98.
Esta es la estación número uno en San Francisco, California. Está fabuloso.
KOFI, Coffee 1015. Olé!
Hi, Ben Friedman here, and I'm honored to sit back and have the opportunity on this website to tell you about the history of CPMG and WAY Radio Productions and WAY Audio Creations.
The music makes you feel life's promises are real. South Coast Radio.
I will tell you the story of how the name WAY Radio Productions was created, and it all goes back to me living in my home at 274 Berryman Drive in Buffalo, New York, and working with my good friend Steve Stevens, better known as Roger Christian, who holds the all-time record for straight-through run on the air in Buffalo, New York, on the 102.5 frequency, and I give him credit for being on for over 30 years straight, beating the record of Dan Nevereth and Clint Buhlman. And Roger Christian, I congratulate you, my partner in all of my original enterprises back in those days in Buffalo, living on Berryman Drive. And we decided we wanted to have our own little radio station. I was a drummer in our group called the Ball Bearings. And if you go to the Jingle University website, you can see a picture of my drums. And we had our own little tape recorder to tape record the Ball Bearings, and we wanted to start our own radio station, and it was going to be very easy. We could just emulate and imitate my good friend Ray Goldsmith, who lives in L.A. now, and he had a station called WAMH Amherst High School. So anyway, to make a short story long here, moving on, we wanted to have our own little pirate radio station, as so many people back in those days did. We actually bought a little transmitter at Olson's Radio, and a friend of mine figured out how to jump it from a half a watt to 30 watts and how to lengthen the antenna from 18 inches to 1,800 feet. And we had quite a little enterprise going on, and we wanted to get our own call letters going for our little pirate radio station. And so we were saying, what can we call this station? We looked up in something called the White's Radio Log, which was a book that you could find call letter assignments, and we were very anxious to get the call letters W-I-L-L, Will, and that's what we decided we were going to originally go with, was W-I-L-L. So we looked up in the White's Radio Log, and sure enough, there was a station, W-I-L-L. So we were watching TV, and TV was on in the background, and we were watching an episode of the show called Route 66, and sure enough, Route 66 comes on, and there is the title of the episode called the phrase, "Where there is a will, there is a way." And we both looked at each other, and it was like a sign from God, "Where there's a will, there's a way." And we said, "W-A-Y, that's it!" And so we looked it up, and sure enough, there was no radio station W-A-Y. There was a W-A-Y, was a naval station out in Lake Michigan somewhere. So we decided we could use the call letters W-A-Y for a radio station. And sure enough, that's what we did. We used the frequency 840, and that we got our little transmitter, and we were on in the neighborhood on 840 WAY radio, home of the good guys. WAY, home of the good guys. And that was what we went with. This was back in about 1960, late 63, November of 1963. And, of course, we were just wanted to be in radio at that time. And the idea of how did we become a jingle company under the name Way Radio, it became Way Radio Productions. We got some of the neighborhood singers together, and we organized a little bit of singing and made our own little shouts and jingles. And that's how we got the whole thing going, was Way Radio Productions. And eventually we decided to call it Way Audio Creations when people were getting a little bit confused. What's this Way Radio? And we adapted the name Way Audio Creations, and that's what it became from the years 1965 until about maybe 1973 or something like that, when we adjusted it to Way Audio Creations, when we built the new studio at 501A North Forest Road in Buffalo. We changed it to Way Audio Creations and got another group of singers together and really went to town, and we had a great time. I'm going to be digging these jingles up, but I will go on and talk just a little bit about Way Radio Productions at the time and what we did. We started out and we originally wanted to do a very important jingle package for somebody, and we wanted to have a target station. That was the idea, you know. Pam's would select WABC, and some of the other big jingle companies were selecting big major stations for us to use. So, sure enough, it came along. I don't really know how we got into the concept of Radio Luxembourg, but somehow we got into it, and we made a demo for Concept 3 for this station. We got our original order for a station, WHPB in Belton, South Carolina. And honestly, I can't even remember what demo we sent them to get the order. I just remember what a thrill it was to get that order. I happened to be having dinner with my boss in the tool business that I was in, with Alan Peterson, who was the owner of Vice Grip Tools, when that order came in. I remember what a thrill it was to get that order for Concept 3 for WHPB, and how we made Concept 3. Concept 1 was originally the first Way Radio Productions package that we did on Berryman Drive. Concept 2 was our second group or second attempt to make a jingle package, and Concept 3 was the final and third attempt to make a really big-time jingle package, and that's what really launched us into the jingle business. And now I'm going to play the demo. This is a demo that we created in 1978, going all the way through to that point, after we became CPMG and after we got the Radio Luxembourg order.
Concept 3 consists of a selection of instrumented Moog tracks with custom vocal backing.
Radio Luxembourg! Nighttime solid gold with 208. Radio Luxembourg. Radio Luxembourg 208. Radio Luxembourg.
Concept 3 tracks are adaptable to a wide variety of lyrics and musical logos. Each basic cut is also provided in shotgun form.
Tony Fine, Reshet Kimmel, Mike Edward, WHPV.
Concept 3 was an amazing jingle package. We sang it for quite a few stations, and it really launched me into the jingle business. And it all ended up being is, how did I get the singers together? I was an avid jingle collector, of course, but how does somebody in a small suburb of Buffalo, how are they able to launch a group of jingle singers? Well, I went with my friend Steve Stevens, i.e. Roger Christian, over to talk with my chorus director at Amherst High School, Mr. Walter Wrights. I was in the men's chorus, and he helped me select the right singers and the people that could put the whole thing together. And I went and through the association with Art Iannucci and Tom McRae, who is a morning DJ on WKBW, morning host along with Danny Nevereth. Tom Donahue is his radio name. We gathered together. We had the two guys, and I think I sang in the group some of the time. And when Tom didn't show up, I did the bass part. WHPB. You know, I could get down to a certain point, and then we would twist it around and slow the thing down, and I could, you know, end up getting in the key and the pitch that we wanted to get. We did a lot of technical tricks back then to make it happen back in the days, thanks to Steve Mitchell. But we got a couple of the girls together, the Baumler sisters and Sandy Cook, and we had a group of five singers. And so the concept was, how are we going to be able to lay it all down? And I started out, and thanks to my wonderful father who helped me with all this, we decided to get an Ampex tape machine. It was very important, and all of a sudden there it was, an Ampex AG500-2 sitting over. And there also was sitting there was the old Berlant concertone machine from the old Howell recording studio in Buffalo. And I bought that. And I don't know, I think I just built my own board out of an old Olsen mixer or something like that. And, you know, I had a couple of friends that helped me build a little board. And then we had to have some sort of what they called a filter, which was an equalizer, which we had. That was a very important piece of equipment for me. There was no doubt about it. And I had to have some good microphones. So my dad helped me buy some RCA ribbon microphones. Oh, man, the BK5Bs. And I had some ElectroVoice 635A microphones, which were very important. Those were the what I call the Ed Sullivan and Lawrence Welk mics, the ones that they used. And I was so fascinated. And then I had to have, of course, some compression. And I went out and I bought some Gates SA39 compressors, which were very important. And then I eventually went out and bought the CBS Automax Volumax compressors. Thanks to my dad, who helped me so much with the equipment. And he would always tell me, you know, you have to have two businesses to go in. You have to have something lined up. If our tool business doesn't survive over the years, you need to have something else to fall back on. And that should be the jingles and the electronics business. And thanks to him, it was his through his guidance that I was able to pull all this stuff off. And so we had the Ampex tape machine, and we had all the equipment to be able to pull it off. And how could we get that sound of the stacked jingles, which we knew was the way that it was done? So we basically started out and took the music track after we recorded it, and we layered, you know, the first five singers on it, and then we would take it and take what we had and play it back on another machine through the filter, so to speak, the equalizer, and then we would layer it and add five more singers, or the same five singers stacked up one time to get 10 voices. Then we would take that 10 voice stack that we had and play that back on another tape machine and just add one more stack to get 15 voices, and we would do it one more time, take the same thing and play back what was three stacks of singers, play it back once more and sing over it and have what in effect was 20 voices. And that's what you're hearing on the Concept 3, is a four-stack setup to get that fuller, bigger sound, which was critical. And I think a lot of people over in England was thinking it was the American sound that we were able to get. And Concept 3 was extremely successful. So doing all of the important processing on the singers was a trick that I developed, and it was the key to my success, was being able to get that jingle sound, so to speak.
Those oldies, 3WG, Keith Landreth, 60CVF, WZAR, remembers, Sam Spinlow, Florida Roadshow, Free for Breakin', Estadio Panama.
Of course, being able to line up some of these wild clients was extremely important, was doing the marketing end of jingles, and that was something that my dad really taught me how to do in our tool business that we had, the Bluebird Tool Company. And we were marketing worldwide, our hand tools all over the world, and I was really learning about how to market things internationally.
Automatically in tune with BFM International. Independent local radio. Candlelight music.
Certainly I had some guys over in England that were very beneficial. ATB, Alan T. Bowley, and Roger Squire was another guy that helped me do a lot of marketing over there.
Radio 15, solid rock. The Wizard.
That was a jingle that was very critical for me, the way I produced that, which was a reverse echo, so
Library.
To speak. How I make this. People used to ask me, how in the hell did you do this? This jingle
Rock.
Here. Right here.
The Wizard.
I did that in individual pieces. Every whiz was done in sections, and I dubbed that all together, every one of them, so it sounded like an echo. That was a fake echo. And I'll run it for you one more time so you can hear how I did it before digital editors or anything else. And people just couldn't figure out how the hell I made it.
Solid rock.
But I pieced it all together. Here it is.
The Wizard.
Yeah, I astounded a lot of people with that.
Library One consists of over 50 short Moog sounders for special effects and drop-in use.
I remember what a thrill it was to be able to have the Moog stuff.
Library 2 consists of over 100 exciting Moog thematic reinforcers, ranging in length from 3 seconds to 3 minutes.
This is when I got the idea, first idea, of doing the library, promo library marketing, which is my specialty now. As a matter of fact, some of these are still incorporated in my libraries. That musical logo is the famous GR55 logo from WGR Buffalo. This was all made during the era that Randy Michaels was working at WGR when I first contacted him. I'll tell you, it was brilliant stuff to be able to market this. And this was the beginnings of Way Radio Productions, I'll tell you. To be able to send this out and have Jeff Kay narrating this for me. Whoa, man.
Concept 3, Acaphase, and Library 1 and 2 are available now on an exclusive market basis. For more information and additional demos, return the attached business reply card. Team Spirit, Identification Plus, and A Sign of the Times are demonstrated on side two.
Yeah, this was one of these little record things, a little, I forget what they were called, the Eventide sound sheets. And I sent out 1,500 of these and got a huge response. It was amazing, the response that I got from the marketing of CPMG. And this was the original CPMG demo.
Now, CPMG has Team Spirit.
Well, we're going to Miami. We're playing Super Sunday, you know.
This is a package I did with the late, great Tom Calandra.
We got the big bomb, got the shotgun, we're all set to go.
And this was piloted for KRLD Dallas.
Yeah, my Dallas Cowboys are going to that Super Bowl. Hit it, man.
CPMG's Team Spirit has established an impressive record of audience acceptance.
the Denver Broncos, Dallas Cowboys, California Angels, Pittsburgh Steelers, Baltimore Colts, Buffalo Bills, Braves and Sabres, New Orleans Saints, and Los Angeles Rams. Team Spirit. Completely custom-produced songs, carefully researched and emotion-packed.
There's 1,000 pounds of trouble, a half a ton of trouble, on the Pittsburgh football line.
I got a feeling Pittsburgh's going to the Super Bowl again. I got a feeling deep down in my soul.
What the plan here was to be able to take... We located in each NFL market the pilot station, or the station that was the flagship station, I should say, for the football team. And we went and we made a proposal that, hey, we'll make you a jingle for the team if you'll let us promo it and use it for our own PR. And it worked out great for us.
For playing your hearts out. Thanks for all the sweat and pain. And even though you didn't go to that Super Bowl, we love you just the same. And this big A reaches for the sky. Where my...
This was done for KMPC in Los Angeles.
Fly.
Team Spirit. The careful intertwining of your city's major league loyalties with the loyalties your audience holds towards you. Available now through CPMG.
And of course, it was great to get the name out on the street, the word about CPMG, and it really helped to get those orders that did come in as real orders, real paid orders, and to continue with a lot of the promo stuff. Now here's a funny package.
For users who want more than fast identification, CPMG has Identification Plus. Each cut, custom produced to your musical and lyrical ideas.
This was the beginning of real personality jingles before there was such a thing.
Morning early, wake up in the morning and listen to the Don. Don is the man in the AM. My friend Danny Neverth, oh, he's good.
Danny, you're such a funny guy. Danny, there should be more like you.
Drive into work in my roles with Don and Danny, with KB on the dial. Oh, Raleigh.
Danny. He's the one, yeah.
Danny.
Number one, yeah.
He's the first kid on the block.
First kid.
And he gets up bright and early.
Yeah, this is one of the original CPMG singers, Pat Shea.
He's a little squirrely.
I'm a squirrely.
Well, he peeks at you through the hole in the record just to say hello. Hi, I can see what you're all doing out there. Yeah, early in the morning on KB. It's the Danny Neverett Show. Good morning, Danny.
Those are recorded at the studios of CPMG on North Forest Road.
Chatter and hit music. CPMG
and
has
here's kind of a dumb little concept by Tommy Calandra. We did something called A Sign of the Times, which were just little signature jingles that were involved in just unusual personality issues. And here, I'll let you hear some of these.
On his specially tuned piano.
Be careful when you're driving on the highway this Memorial Day weekend, my friend.
The old water bed's flatter than a pancake now. Swimming pools are going dry all over town. You do a rain dance every day, you know, when you're low on H2O.
Now there's some potholes you hardly see, some potholes up to your knees. Take a look at this street.
Two flat tires, you wind up in a tree.
Gonna fix up our Johnstown, every house, every street. Gonna get our hometown back up on its feet.
That was after the big flood in Johnstown.
That Russian flu, no sir.
Of course, the flu
I
was
sure
an issue.
I don't want one of those. Moscow fever's and a runny nose. If I'm gonna catch the flu, it's gotta be American.
We got a lot of airplay with these.
Your dependents deduct a lot of this and that. It's time to pay your income tax or get your money back. It's W-2 form time.
That little Dylan in him, there's no question about it.
Includes a package of 12.
Oh, and Jimi Hendrix loved Tommy Calandra's bass. Oh, man, he wanted to buy it.
On an annual basis. And custom comments reflecting local or regional happenings. If you want to spur audience response and enthusiasm, you need a sign of the times.
Okay, yeah, that was a famous story about Jimi Hendrix wanting to buy Tommy Calandra's bass. Have to go into that some other time.
CPMG, for ID jingles, commercials, creative audio effects, and special programs. We're already on over 100 stations, and it's just the beginning. Cinepellas, Concept 3, Acaphase, Library 1 and 2, Team Spirit, Identification Plus, A Sign of the Times, Yesterday, and The 60 Story, all from CPMG on an exclusive market basis. For more information and additional demos,
okay. CPMG was an attempt that I made to merge together a number of different radio production companies, and it was the association of myself with Tom Calandra and Tom Calandra Productions and a fellow by the name of Jeff Mason out in Los Angeles, and also Roger Luther with House Q Productions, the Moog synthesizer guy, and with ATB, Alan T. Bowley Productions in England. And we merged all of our marketing efforts, and we built up quite an enterprise. There's no doubt about that.
Musical identification from Creative Productions Marketing Group. Copyright 1978.
Well, here's how we closed out a lot of our CPMG or Way Radio Productions materials. Well, let's just see what this is. I think we're going to hear a CRC jingle, and it follows by Roger Christian saying something about the preceding is produced by Way Radio Productions. Let's just hear what this is. This was a Ben Phillips show, I guess.
11 after 4 from KB Radio.
Oh.
Ben Phillips is on the go till 5 o'clock this afternoon right here.
Little squeaky guy.
WKB, Buffalo.
The preceding produced by WAY, Radio Productions Buffalo.
And that's what we closed. We would do air checks
people
for people.
People are rediscovering New York State.
Now, here's something I did for the state of New York. It was a much more big-time presentation. Thank you to Steve Carman for the jingle.
Our people. And we think Western New York people are the best in the state. Western New York.
And these are
going to
be the real Way
new
audio creation
hotels,
singers at the end here.
New universities, new convention centers, and soon a sparkling, clean subway transit system that will be the best in the Northeast. The people of New York are great. And Western New York is number one.
Everyone knows that people make Western New York great. So come on and lift your head up. There's so much to appreciate. Polish, blacks, Italians, Germans, and the Irish. Western New York people are the best.
Rediscover our people and places today.
We love Western New York.
Well, that was something we were certainly proud of making, to be able to sing over that famous We Love New York jingle. I'm telling you, that was a thrill to have the authorization to do that. And that was an award winner, no question. Now we're on to Gwyn Sound.
Stuart Allen is his name. Mutz Gregory is his game. The fanatical public on the stereo.
A lot of people asked me about that jingle. That was the Stuart Rosencrantz jingle, and he was my college roommate at Butler University in Indianapolis. Let's see if we have that again, possibly. Let's see if we have the Rosencrantz Series 5 from Gwyn Sound again.
Come on, Rosencrantz, let's go. You're with Rosencrantz, go, go. Stuart Allen is his name. Mutz Gregory is his game. The fanatical puppet on the stereo.
Mutz Gregory is Yiddish for crazy goofy.
San Diego's B100.
I think you're hearing Chris Elliott on Sonovox with Barry Charnley doing count off in the
background. San Diego's B100.
San Diego, where's he from? Buffalo? San Diego? San. Got the accent on air. Yeah.
W-E-E-K-K-Y.
That's a pretty unusual production, there's no question about it. This was done in the probably the early 1990s.
W-E-E-K-K-Y.
That gets very complex, there's no doubt about it.
W-E-E-K-K-Y.
You're listening to jingle material that has never been played before, I'm sure. This is Ben Friedman. Hello.
W-E-E-K-K-Y.
Bringing to you the exciting history of CPMG and Way Radio Productions. I have no idea why this is going over and over again, other than these are alternate mix-outs, but why it's not getting into variations, I have no idea. There's a variation. We're adjusting the pitch as we go along here. You can hear the speed is being impelled along a little bit. And it's all getting to the point now of
W-E-E-K-K-Y.
Oh, completely cool. Let's go back and listen to that again. That was a marvelous little take here. Let's just hear it again. Wonderful.
W-E-E-K-K-Y.
Imagine that flying into the record. That's hot. That's really a hot little production. And I myself am getting a real major roll off that. There's no question about it. I mean, there's certain jingles that you hear that you just know are going to... This thing is just going to fly really good on air. Oh, man, does this go nice. Yikes. I'd love you to hit that into a record, David. Just take it and get a good, solid front record and just get this thing to charge right through. Oh, man, what a great jingle. Love it.
Bang on.
That's a take.
Yeah, that was Chris Elliott. Bang on. It's Ben Friedman here giving you a narrated effort of the history of CPMG.
The music's out of sight, and he's got the sound that's right. It's Physical Phillips, Ben Phillips, on the radio.
That was an edited down version of the Ben Phillips jingle without the long ending.
The music's out of sight, and he's got the sound that's right. It's Physical Phillips, Ben Phillips, on the radio. Go, go!
So we move from 1978 into the era of station ID jingles and...
The best music ever.
Okay, we're jumping ahead a little bit. Here's a package that we made for WNEW, taking the old Pam's Classic package.
The best music.
We actually re-sang it for NEW.
WNEW, AM, 1130.
It's when they went from 1130 to 1130 or something like that.
The best music ever made.
WNEW.
And this was all thanks to Tom Langmeyer, who was the program director.
The best music ever made. W-N-E-W-E-M-E-L-3-0.
Got some good singers going down here.
Music ever.
This was cut at January Sound, a studio in Dallas. With the best singers.
AM 1130, the best music ever made. WNEW. AM 1130.
Oh, I wish I had this stuff in better fidelity.
Best
this is just kind of a rough dub.
WNEW. AM 1130. Music ever made. W-N-E-W-A-M-E-L-3-0.
Radio.
This is the history of CPMG PAMS and Way Audio Creations.
B98.
Ben Friedman here, thanking David Hemsley for presenting this. David, good job.
Sports News is B98.
B98, Fort Smith, Arkansas, getting some PAMS classic jingles from CPMG. Back in the late 1980s is the era that I'm putting this into.
Fort Smith.
This was the first fire era.
Fort Smith's best.
Undoubtedly, I was fooling around with the speed changing here to try to get some kind of big bottom end effect.
Fort Smith's best. B98.
Well, you're getting a little better feel for the way this cut was developing here.
B98.
That was a new music bed that was recorded in Toledo, originated by me, and then I went to Toledo and did them.
The best music, B98.
This was a good little group of cuts, there's no question about it, the first fire package. And it was when we were originating new contemporary cuts. The idea was, do we go back and lean on some of the PAMS material, the original PAMS stuff, or do we create new things? Well, we decided to combine the best of the old with the best of the new. And I remember, so much of my work has been done in the wee hours of the morning, staying up with Ken R. at a fellow studio by the name of Steve Sharon, and recording these way into the middle of the night, and my son Josh was with us.
KB Radio.
Ah, here was a package that meant a whole lot to me, the WWKB.
WWKB Radio.
Yeah, my favorite DJ in the whole wide world, Dan Nevrith, an amazingly talented guy, and what an honor it was to make jingles for him, I'll tell you.
Rick Dees.
And amazing to make jingles for him, too. Rick Dees, who've done so much for me in my career. And I thank Rick for everything he's done and say hello. Oh, great job, Rick Dees. Wow, all the stuff he did for me. Man, I'm very appreciative of Rick Dees and the late Tom Chauvin, the master of jingle promotion and the master of radio promotion and a guy that knew so much about radio, the late, great Tom Chauvin. Do you know who I'm talking about? Big Tom Chauvin. He had a terrible accident, fell down in the shower and killed himself. He probably weighed, must have weighed 400 pounds or something like that, and just went down, and that was it. Life's short, you know what I mean? But we have to enjoy it, and we have to make the most of it. And this is all part of the best of CPMG PAMS. And for those who want to buy some re-sing jingles, don't forget about Ben Friedman Productions, the jingle guy at comcast.net.
Look out for part two. Coming soon.
Call us. We've got your sound. CPMG.
The History of Way Audio and CPMG was copyright 2005. Ben Friedman. All rights reserved.